Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counter-terrorism strike in Yemen. They did not say how the strike was conducted, nor were the identities of those killed revealed. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign, against the Houthis. UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed, nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen. United Nations says 80% of the Yemeni civilians urgently need food and medical help. Nigeria's First Lady, Aisha Buhari, says her husband's administration will put an end to embezzlement and corruption in Nigeria's government.
I know that this government was a collectively, the government of change. It was a collective effort government. So the people should continue monitoring the budgets of the ministries. Why a certain amount of money is budgeted for this, and it must carry out its activities based on what they are budgeted for.
Buhari, whose husband, Muhammadu Buhari, was elected in 2015, spoke with VOA's Africa 54 television program. She also spoke about causes which she cares deeply about, including adult education and taking care of the families of the hundreds of schoolgirls Boko Haram kidnapped in 2014. And the U.S. is back on track to beat President Obama's goal of allowing 10,000 refugees from Syria in by the end of the fiscal year in September. Nearly 80% of the Syrians accepted this year are women and children. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, at a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump spoke to his supporters.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
The Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton told a convention of African American and Hispanic journalists she has issues with many of Trump's business dealings and does not want Americans to suffer under his leadership.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Surveys of American voters released this week show Trump trailing Clinton by a fairly wide margin. Presidential election will be November the 8th. Opening ceremony for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, brought a roaring crowd of tens of thousands to their feet. More than 3 billion people watched it on television. A ceremony featuring more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first ever team of refugees, to band together and compete. These are demonstrators outside the Olympic Stadium beating on metal drums with the words, the games kill the poor. Protester Enrique Meña told the Associated Press people are using the Olympic Games as a justification to exclude poor people. Pope Francis has visited the central Italian town of Assisi, calling for world forgiveness. Security around him noticeably tight. The visit came a day after Italian police announced increased security around the Vatican and other religious sites in Rome. It was not clear whether this comes in response to a specific threat. Pope Francis speaking here through an interpreter.
To offer today's world the witness of mercy is a task from which none of us can feel exempted. The world needs forgiveness. Too many people are caught up in resentment and harbor hatred because they are incapable of forgiving.
Assisi is the birthplace of St. Francis, who inspired the Pope to select Francis as his official papal name. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. You can also get news at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation on this edition of the program with one of the greats of jazz piano, the man from Pittsburgh, NEA jazz master, Ahmad Jamal. I'm sharing with you on this edition of Jazz America a 2003 conversation I enjoyed with the great Ahmad Jamal. We're going to hear some of his thoughts about his influence on Miles Davis, how he composes his brilliant music, and we'll hear during this next hour a couple of cuts from two of his most recent releases. Now, we've made quite a point on this edition of the program of reminding you that Ahmad Jamal is a son of the city of Pittsburgh, a very inventive and artistic place in many ways. The Andy Warhol Museum is there. The Carnegie Mellon Institute is there, which fosters all sorts of artistic activities. The Manchester Craftsmen's Guild has many jazz series in their live performance schedule each year. And, of course, so many great jazz musicians hail from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Among them, the Turrentine brothers. Tommy Turrentine, a terrific trumpet player, and his younger brother, who probably is one of the most famous saxophonists ever in jazz, Stanley Turrentine, paid homage to the town and the street where they were raised, La Place Street. From the album titled La Place, here's the song Terrible Tea, another son of Pittsburgh, Stanley Turrentine, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
magic has me in its spell.
Oh, like magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
The same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and round I go.
Like a leaf that's caught in the tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame, burning desire.
That on your kiss.
Put out that fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Ooh, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love.
What can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame, burning desire.
That on your kiss.
Put out that fire. For you're the lover I have waited for.
The mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Ooh, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic called love. In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under that old black magic.
The younger generation certainly loves its hip-hop, rock, techno, etc., but some of the members of the younger generation also love their classic jazz. Case in point, a young vocalist and soprano saxophonist named Danny Backer, from his album Swing That Music, as he plays and sings the songs of three gentlemen named Louis, Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, and Louis Jordan. That's That Old Black Magic. He was joined on vocals by one of the great up-and-coming vocalists around these days, Cyril Ami. Hope you enjoyed that remake of a classic piece of jazz vocalizing here on VOA's Jazz America. Now, let's continue our conversation with Ahmad Jamal. I spoke with him in 2003, and the topic of his great composing skill came up. We'll enjoy his thoughts and then music from one of his latest releases from 2013. We'll hear from the album Saturday Morning here on VOA's Jazz America.
But I always have an orchestra in my head every day. There's an orchestra here.
You know, I talked to Horace Silver about this, and
I was just with Horace just a few days ago.
What a wonderful, sweet man.
Yeah.
And he told me that his songs come to him in his dreams. And I was slightly astounded. Now, you've got it running in your head at all times. You're hearing those multi-levels of music. Have you ever had a song come in your dreams? Have you had, been awakened and, wow, this is so strong, I got to get up and get this down? Or does it, well, composition, how does it work for you?
I had a song in my head the other night in my dream, but I'd already written it. A song I've written called Should I? Not the old Should I that I recorded. I have a ballad, gorgeous ballad. I think it's gorgeous. And wow. I dreamed of Should I? So the reverse is something I dreamed of, something I've already written.
That's a strong song there, one that won't go away.
But writing is, to me, completely inspirational.
Mm.
I don't force. As Steve Allen said, you know, I could write 150 songs a day, but it'd be trivia. So I only put the things down that I think are meaningful enough. When I hear it, it's automatic. I go right to the manuscript paper. I said, this is the one for the paper and pen.
Is it painful, or is it easy, or is it different every time? The creative process is an amazing thing.
It is amazing, and if you force it, you rule out it dictating itself. It's a better thing when you write. I don't know how it is with the author who writes books, but once you get the germ, usually it dictates itself. And but once you start, that's the way I feel one should write music. I don't know about journalistic efforts and the efforts that are involved in writing a book, but I know when it comes to the manuscript and music, I like the process of getting the germ, and then it builds, it dictates itself from start to finish. That's the way I like to write. I don't like to sit and force and try and force it. It doesn't happen. That's the way I go in the studio, too, the same way. I don't go in the studio rush to make a hit record. I go in the studio to make a good record. If I make a good record, it's a hit to me, whether I sell one or 100,000, whatever. But if I go in the studio to make a hit record, that is not my philosophy. It doesn't work.
Thank you.
An example of some of his fine writing, that is Ahmad Jamal with One Ehad from his album Saturday Morning. On the 6th of August in 1937, the great bassist Charlie Hayden was born. He passed away not too long ago. Let's enjoy some of his wonderful work with his Quartet West from the album Haunted Heart, the song Dance of the Infidels, written by Bud Powell, featuring Ernie Watts on saxophone, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Powell's classic song Dance of the Infidels, Charlie Hayden, and Quartet West from the album Haunted Heart, their version of that classic. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got a little of an investigation of how two jazz greats, Ahmad Jamal, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, and the late great Miles Davis, are interconnected in their lives and careers. That's coming up, but first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received recently, short and to the point. I am enjoying your jazz playlist so much. Please carry on. Christopher Emeke from Delta State, Nigeria. Christopher, thank you so much, and I shall carry on in your honor right now. And to honor some of the great players around today who've got together to create their own band called The Cookers. Each one of them a fine player in his own right. Eddie Henderson, David Weiss, Donald Harrison, Billy Harper, Cecil McBee, Billy Hart, and on keyboards, the gentleman who wrote this song, George Cables. They're known as The Cookers. And from their brand new album, The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart, here is the George Cables composition, Blackfoot, to begin this set of VOA's Jazz America.
Bye.
Great Dee Dee Bridgewater from her 1986 performance at the famous jazz club in Paris, The New Morning. That is her version of the Miles Davis classic, All Blues. I wanted to play that for you because, of course, it's Dee Dee Bridgewater. And second, it's a fantastic song. And third, it's Miles Davis. Miles Davis and that spatial quality, the space between the notes he plays, is so similar to Ahmad Jamal in many of the songs that he's created over the years. And many people have made mention of that, including Miles Davis himself, who has said that he was influenced to a great degree by Ahmad Jamal's spatial style. Let's talk a little bit to Ahmad Jamal about that. Hear another cut from one of his recent releases here on VOA's Jazz America. You know, you mentioned Miles a couple times, and your association with Miles has been talked about by so many people over the years because he followed you in recording a number of songs that you had recorded previously, and he copied your sense of space within a piece in playing, you know, playing notes and saying more with less, leaving a lot to the imagination of the listener. Did you ever sit down with him and go, look, man, you know, I got this. You find something for yourself. You're following me here. Or was he like a shadow around every corner, like, oh, here he comes again? Did you ever sit and chat with him about that? Because he's obviously been quoted as many times saying, you know, Ahmad Jamal showed me so much, taught me so much, and all of this kind of stuff. And
Upper West Side, 77th Street, Miles lived, and I lived two blocks away, 75th Street, for about 10 years. Out of those 10 years, I bet I was over there at most three times. Quality relationship, not one of quantity, but one of quality. A big supporter of Mr. Jamal all through the years would come to places, Smiling Dog Saloon in Cleveland. I'd look up, there was Miles Davis. Puri in Finland. First person to greet me after he came out of the limousine. I'm sitting in the lobby of the hotel in Finland. Reporters around everywhere. He comes to me first, then goes upstairs. In George Butler's office, George is talking to Miles. Do you know who I have here? He said, who? When George told him right on the phone. So it was one of a great supporter of mine. And I appreciate that. And that was a great support of his. He was a remarkable musician. Still remains so. And his records are selling like he just made them yesterday. But that's not the point. The records are selling because of the quality of his musicianship.
Mm-hmm.
He was also from a pocket that has a parallel like Pittsburgh, East St. Louis. And St. Louis. Both East St. Louis and St. Louis, many, many, many musicians.
No doubt about it.
Memphis, Tennessee, same way.
Absolutely.
New Orleans, Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Detroit,
yeah.
Kansas City, and then you have to start thinking. Am
Chicago.
I right?
Yeah.
Did I cover them all?
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did, absolutely. Thank you. Woody and You, the name of that piece from Ahmad Jamal's 2012 album titled Blue Moon. Now, you heard the spatial quality, the space between the notes in that song. See if you can't hear the same in the song by Miles Davis from his album In a Silent Way. Here's It's About Time on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. From the album In a Silent Way, the song It's About That Time. Miles Davis, influenced greatly by Ahmad Jamal, as many other pianists and jazz musicians in general have been over the years. Certainly hope you enjoyed our salute to Ahmad Jamal. And we have one of the major modern jazz masters celebrating his 62nd birthday on the 12th of August. And on the next edition of Jazz America, we'll celebrate him. He's Pat Metheny, the great guitarist, composer, bandleader, and 20-time Grammy Award winner. We'll talk to Pat Metheny and hear music from both the 20th and 21st centuries on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?